This is episode 5 of Danny Shares Stories, and I just want to let you know, if you're listening to this, there is still hope for you, okay? There is still hope for you to be silly. So don't give up on that. Wherever you are right now, wherever you're listening from, just know that you can always be silly. And it may be a bad time to be silly, but that's okay. You can still do it. All right, some grocery stories that I want to share. One time, I was in Walmart recently, and I was trying to get past someone with my cart. And I said, excuse me, sorry, and moved about 20 feet in the other direction as a person. And they turn around to me and they say, I'm a woman and I have cancer. So I was like, what? Okay, I don't know what you think I said. I just said, excuse me, sorry. And they were like hot, steaming hot. So that's Walmart. I worked at Target during COVID. That was really fun. And I worked in the grocery department. It was a pretty easy job. All that I had to do was come in, pull all the cans to the front of the shelves, restock a lot of the stuff. And yeah, it was a good time. I enjoyed working there and met a lot of my friends there, friends that I still hang out with weekly. We get together and do a little D&D. So, and if you don't know what that is, oh well. One time I was in PetSmart and I was fulfilling a DoorDash order. I had grabbed a shopping cart and I'm kind of going through the aisles trying to get everything that's on the list. And I saw that one thing was on the other side of the store. So I had parked my cart in this aisle with stuff in it. And I come back with this dog crate and this woman is pushing my cart with my stuff in it. And so I said, excuse me, that's my cart. And there's a gentleman with her as well. So she, you know, gives me my cart back and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm kind of shopping in the next aisle over and I hear her go, stop. I'm like, what? Who is she talking to? I hear her husband and he's just like essentially cussing me out. Like he can't believe that I asked for my cart back, calling me all kinds of names. I was like crying, laughing. I couldn't believe how upset this guy was that I asked for my cart back. So PetSmart's not really a grocery store, but it is if you're a pet. Because, you know, they got food. They got all kinds of stuff there. Got snacks and drinks. So one day when I was out playing basketball, I was at the OU park. Which, by the way, what's a Sooner? And I hardly know her. But I don't know what that is. So, and I really don't care to know what a Sooner is. But anyways, I'm at this park playing basketball. And I have my noise-canceling headphones in. I'm the only one there. I'm shooting around and I get there and there's these two dogs. So I'm like, oh man, these dogs are, you know, strays. They ran away from their owners. So I'm trying to check their collar. I finally get one of the dogs and I check the collar and it says, it had the name and the phone numbers like punched out. Like someone had purposefully erased the phone numbers. So I'm like, dang, well, there's nobody to call. And so I'm like, well, you know, their owners will find them or whatever. Out of the corner of my eye, I see, you know, I'm looking around constantly trying to see if these owners are going to show up. Well, I see this woman and this man walking this dog who's not on a leash, but they're like way off in the distance. It may as well have been a mile away. So I go back to playing basketball, kind of shooting around. And a few minutes later, I hear someone on my right side just yelling. So I pull my headphone out and I'm like, what's going on? And she's just yelling at me. This woman that was walking the dog, she's yelling and screaming. She goes, get your dogs on a leash. What are you doing? And just going at it. And I'm just like, hey, lady. First of all, I've always wanted to say, hey, lady. So that was really fun. I finally got to say, hey, lady. And she just was like, automatically assumed they were my dogs. And so I finally got her to stop. And I said, hey, they're not my dogs. And she said, well, you need to call the pound or something to come pick them up. And I'm like, you do that. You can do that. So she's just like, dude, just because I'm here, don't assume. So that was fun. Anytime someone says no offense, you might as well say offense, right? Because we all know that the next thing that someone is about to say is going to be something critical. Okay. People used to tell me all the time how I'm skinny. And I'm just like, dude, compared to who? You? You're eating too much. Okay. So I got over that. And if you know what that's, if you think that's mean, all right, you don't know the people that were calling me skinny. So anyways, that's that. My brother-in-law, he once told me that I have more influence than I realize. He said that you can kind of determine the attitude of a room, saying that I can either, you know, bring the room up or bring the room down with my attitude. And I was like, man, that's nice. I think kind of a curse, you know, because if I'm in a bad mood, if I'm gonna have like a bad attitude or whatever, then I'm just like, man, couldn't really tank the room. But yeah, something I got to be aware of constantly. I think he told me that to be accountable once, because I can get a really bad attitude sometimes, especially when it comes to being competitive. I get kind of embarrassed when I mess up. And so anyways, that's my brother-in-law, Garrett. He is turning 26 tomorrow, same as Easter weekend. So I wanted to share a funny story about Garrett. If you know Garrett, you know he's a prankster, okay? And he used to scare people a lot, like for fun. So about 4 or 5 years ago, he would come over and hang out with all of us at our apartment. There were a few of us that lived together in an apartment over on Riverside. And it was right around the same time that all of the scary movies, all of the really good scary movies started coming out, like Conjuring, the Annabelle movies, Insidious. And so one time we were texting him, we're like, hey, you want to come over and hang out? And he was like, yeah, sure. So we all left and we went to Sonic. And I was like, man, where's Garrett? He said he was going to hang out with us. And so we were texting him, trying to figure out where he was. And we come back to the apartment and unlock the door on the second floor. We walk in and the furniture was all rearranged in like different parts of the living room. So all of us are just kind of like looking around at each other like, hey, did you clean? that was our first initial thought, is that someone cleaned, which wasn't the case. So we're like looking around like, hey, what's going on? Well, then all of a sudden on the TV, flashing up on the TV, is this massive picture of Annabelle. So we all got goosebumps and just sprinted out of the apartment, locked the door behind us. And we're like, yo, who's messing with us right now? And so we're all kind of talking around outside for the apartment for a little bit. And we go back in and the TV's off. So we're like, someone is doing this from inside our apartment. And we locked the door when we left. How is this possible? And that's the part that really freaked us out. Like, how did someone get in here to do this? So we start looking around the apartment, looking around in all the different rooms and closets and under the couches and under the beds. And it took us forever, but we found Garrett in the closet with the TV remote, and he was turning it on and off from the closet where you could see the TV. And so he scared all of us really bad. So we got a good laugh out of that. Then we were like, dude, how did you get in there? How did you get in the apartment? And he was like, oh yeah, I climbed the tree. He climbed the tree to get up all the way to the second floor. And it was not super close to the apartment. So that was one time he scared us. This other time he scared us, we had all gone to see The Conjuring. We all went to go see Conjuring 2. And we were out at his parents' house. And it's a fairly large house, especially creepy at night. Because it's like kind of has a big open feel to most of the house. And so we were all kind of staying out there for the night. And we're like, hey, man, where'd Garrett go? So we're like looking around and stuff. And his room is upstairs. So we were like, yeah, let's go see if he's up in his room. And we started moving towards the stairs. All the lights are off. There's like maybe one light off in the kitchen behind us. So we're walking up to the stairs. And up at the top of the stairs, we see Garrett, but he's dressed up like the nun from The Conjuring 2. And dude, oh my gosh, same thing. Just scared the crap out of me. There was other time, I think it was also that night, where he hid in the bathroom for like 30 minutes waiting for someone to go in there. And he was dressed up like the nun again, you know, kind of like the same, like a black blanket over your head. And then he even took like the white, kind of like the undershirt or whatever, the white headdress, put it over his forehead, and just stood there in the dark, just waiting for someone. There was another time for Halloween where we had a bunch of people over to carve pumpkins. And Garrett was dressed up like It, the clown. And he was trying to scare all of us. And we all kind of knew that he had the mask. So we're kind of on edge. And he would kind of like hide the red balloon out in this forest. His parents live out in the middle of nowhere. And so it's pretty creepy at night. But he started texting us. And he was like, you know, hey, I'm up here. Come find me, Georgie. And he had texted Ashley like 4 or 5 times, and she finally checked her phone, and the text just progressively got to like, hey, come find me, Georgie, or, you know, just saying stuff that the clown did. But then the tone changed and was like, hey, can you help me? And it was like, hey, I'm stuck on the roof. I need someone to come up here and help me. So he got stuck up there for like an hour, just dressed up like that clown trying to scare us. And so that's Garrett, the prankster. I'm trying to be more local, kind of like a local yokel. So I'm trying to eat some of the spots here in Tulsa. Savoy is one of my favorite breakfast spots to eat here. So good. And then you got Trenchers, which is the sandwich place in Midtown. That place is really good. And I went to a Italian restaurant with some of my friends, and he pointed out that there was a hair in the food. So now I can't eat there. I'm kind of sad because I really like that place. But there's still another Italian place that I really like to eat at that's literally like 2 miles away from there. So, yeah. I want to go to Italy someday. I think it would be cool to go to Naples, to go to Florence, to see a lot of like the really cool Renaissance art, some of the statues and stuff, the churches. I just love the architecture and stuff. I recently saw a video of a British guy, and he was explaining why Americans don't travel, why they don't really need to outside of the U.S., outside of the country. And apparently whenever he got to the United States, he was like, this country is huge. He was explaining, you know, if you're in UK, it only takes you like 45 minutes to get to France. It only takes you like 45 minutes to get to other parts of Europe. But like the states are so vast and so spread out that like literally it takes like 10 hours to drive from here to like another major city in a different state. So I'm gonna have to use that whenever my wife is wanting to travel to other countries, to other parts of the world, and just be like, you know, this country's so big, we don't need to go anywhere. We just go to a different state. So I have to use that as ammo. I've been working out every once in a while with my little brother, Tony. And I like working out with Tony, but also he kind of annoys me sometimes because I'll have like an exercise on my thing and he'll just argue with me just about little stuff and just wanting to change it. And it's like, dude, you're doing my workout. Okay. Why are you trying to change all this? And he's like, well, you know, if you're wanting to do it right, I'm just like, dude, can we just do the thing? All right. Well, you're going to do 5 different exercises. Let's just do the thing. And he's always pushing me like, you could do more weight. And I'm just like, dude, I feel lucky to be here. Okay. The fact that I'm here in the first place, I feel lucky to be here. So I'm working through that right now. I'm going to Vegas in May, and we were looking at some of the shows that's going to be there. One of them was Adele. And so I was like, oh my gosh, we got to go and see Adele. Look at the tickets, $700. $700 for like nosebleeds. So like, great, awesome, cool. Not going to see Adele. And that's fine. But why are the tickets $700? The other day when I was driving down 61st Street, 61st and Memorial, we pulled up next to this car. And the guy's got his music blaring, blasting. And me and my wife look over and we're like, you know, kind of bobbing our heads with the music. He realizes that we're like, you know, kind of getting into the music as well. So we roll down our windows and we're like, yeah, yeah. And then there were people in the back of his car that also were there. And they roll down their windows and we're all kind of like jamming. He turns up the music even louder. Then all of a sudden the light turns green. And he holds up a bottle of liquor. And we were like, oh my gosh, that isn't, and it's broad daylight, like during the middle of the day. He just has a full open bottle of liquor. And so me and Ashley are just look at each other, jaws drop. And we're just like, oh my gosh, that was real. So yeah, something else about cars. Like if I have my blinker on, that means that I'm coming over, you know, I'm coming over. A lot of people think it's like, you know, a question of like, I got my blinker on, can I come over? And they're like, no, and then speed past you. No, if I got my blinker on, I'm coming over. But yeah, cars are fun. People in their cars are funny. Oh, not really. So I started this thing where if someone's coughing, then I'll whisper to them, die. You know, just to make them laugh. I stole that from one of my mentors. He would, whenever you would sneeze, he would say, gross. I thought that was funny. So someone coughs, you say, die. If someone's choking, you can either say COVID ? Or smoke much. So, yeah. I go to Vegas, I think I want to play blackjack a little bit. Just a little. Not too much blackjack. Just a little. Should be fun. But a little sad that I can't go and see Adele. That's okay. Gonna try to go to some comedy shows. Should be fun. So I'm trying to think of the last good comedy show that I went to. Good stand-up. Probably here in Tulsa. Went and saw Chris D'Elia live. He's very funny. He sounds a lot different than he does like on his podcast, on his show. It's like a completely different act. So I thought that was interesting. But the last episode that I recorded, there's some stories that I was sharing that aren't necessarily my stories to share. And so I took it down just kind of out of respect of the person that I was sharing the stories of. And I love them, and it's okay, and I'll forgive them someday. But yeah, I didn't really want to get, you know, into that. So I just took them down. But yeah, it's going to be a good weekend. And I hope that you have a good Easter weekend. And remember, He is risen.